I was at home making dinner on a regular night after work. It was around 7 p.m. or maybe even later, and I had gotten home from work only an hour before. I wasn't making anything fancy, just a small chicken breast and some frozen corn. I had just finished with the chicken and began draining the water from the corn when a light scraping sound came through the house. It was short and quick and not very loud, but the strangeness of the sound made me flinch a little. I continued doing what I was doing, thinking it was just some weird sound that the house was making that I had just never heard before. But then again, that same scraping sound vibrated through the walls. It was such an unusual sound, I had no idea what to think of it. I quickly finished plating my food, then went toward the front door to listen for it again, hoping to pinpoint where it was coming from. I waited for maybe 30 seconds, not hearing anything, then went back to the table to eat. Even still at this point, I wasn't thinking anything of it. I was only curious as to why the house was making that sound, but I wasn't worried in the slightest. I spent a few minutes eating, then went over to the couch to rest and watch some Netflix for a bit. But through the show, I would constantly hear that obnoxious scraping sound over and over. Eventually, it was just getting so aggravating that I turned off the TV and just waited, listening. When the sound came again, I was able to hear it more clearly, coming from somewhere upstairs. I quickly walked up to the second floor, still just annoyed at the house for ruining my night, but also a bit more concerned that there may actually be something wrong with the house. At the top of the steps, I stayed in the hallway, waiting again for the sound. A whole minute went by of nothing, so I began searching the rooms to make sure everything was okay. It didn't seem like anything was unusual or broken, so now I was starting to really get confused and worried. I put some shoes on and went outside, and while it was dark, I figured I'd maybe be able to see a tree scraping against the house, or possibly some other issue. I went to the side of the house where I knew there was a tree, but it wasn't windy at all, and the branches were nowhere near the side. I kind of just stood there, wondering how this was happening, and why it suddenly started tonight. I was tired, and this was the last thing I wanted to be doing. I walked back around to the front of the house, and on my way to the front door, a glimmer of light came in the side of my vision. I turned and looked, as it seemingly came from the front of the house. I walked further down the driveway by the sidewalk and looked back, and that's when I saw a small light coming from one of the windows in a dark room of my home. After a couple seconds, I realized it was the attic window, and that the light was moving, almost like someone was shining a flashlight around. I was horrified. Someone was in my attic doing who knows what, and for how long. I stayed out front, calling the police as I stared at the window, watching the light move around slowly. But as I was talking on the phone, the light got dimmer before shining directly at me. They held it there for a couple seconds, then shut it off, and even from outside, I was able to hear a few loud thuds. I immediately ran over to my neighbor's yard, trying to explain to the operator what was going on while looking over at my house in terror. From where I was, it looked silent and calm, but that only made it more scary, knowing that something awful was likely going on inside. After a few minutes though, nothing else was seen and the cops finally made it. They searched the house first, then brought me inside to talk. They found multiple shoe prints in the attic, and they suspected it was likely a group of teenagers messing around with me and likely not trying to cause any harm. There were no signs of anyone living there or anything, which was a relief. They found some carvings in the wooden beams though, but they weren't anything specific, just lines basically. Again, the cops assured me that the kids were probably just messing with me and trying to get a reaction out of me. As for how they got in, they think they may have somehow gotten on the roof and climbed in through a window while I was at work that day. However, they exited through the attic doorway on the ceiling and got out through my back door. I know they said confidently that it was just a harmless group of kids, but that doesn't make me feel any safer. Knowing that some random group of people broke into my house and was camping out there all day and at night while I was home is really unnerving. I mean, those cops didn't actually know what the group's intentions were either, so who knows what they actually planned on doing. As a kid, I grew up in a normal neighborhood. We had a nice mid-sized home and a very ordinary family. When I turned 7, we adopted a small dog named Max. He was my best friend for years, and as I grew up, I'd be home alone more often. But with Max there with me, I'd never really feel like I was alone. I never felt the need to worry or be afraid of anything. Unfortunately, this didn't last forever though. When I turned 15, my family sold our home and moved 20 minutes away to a more isolated, smaller house in a forested area. And sadly, that summer, Max passed away due to old age. I was thankful that it was summer though, because I had time to grieve at home without having to go to school or anything. After a few days of the family grieving together at the loss of our first family dog, things went back to normal. My parents went back to work, and I stayed home on summer break. However, I immediately felt a difference. This was the first time I'd ever really been completely home alone in my entire life. Without Max to always be by my side, I was constantly paranoid and uneasy about every small sound coming from the house. Not to mention, we'd only lived in the place for a few months, so I didn't even really know the area or feel fully safe yet. Anyway, just a week after losing Max, it was another regular day. My parents left for work, and I stayed home. The house was only one story, so the layout was basically just a line. When you walk in the front door, there's the kitchen and living room, which then leads to a long hallway, with two rooms on the side and my parents' bedroom at the end. For the past week of being alone, I'd always walk down the hallway and close all of the bedroom doors. For some reason, I didn't like seeing the doors open in the hallway, as it just gave me a weird feeling. So this day was no different. I went along the hallway, closing each door, until I got to my parents' room. I pulled the door through the doorway and began walking back, but immediately realized that I didn't hear the click sound of the door being fully shut. So I turned back around and pulled the door shut more firmly, this time hearing the click sound of the door locking in place. I went back to my room where I had my computer and closed the door. I put on my headphones and watched YouTube for almost 2 hours straight, since there wasn't much else to do. By this point though, it was about 9 a.m. and I was ready for some breakfast. I laid my headphones on the desk and opened my room door, stepping into the hallway. As I stepped out and turned towards the living room, I couldn't help but notice something was off in the corner of my eye. I turned my head to look back down the hallway and instantly froze. The door at the end of the hallway was open. I mean, wide open. I must have stood there for a whole minute, just trying not to make any noise and listen for any movement in my parents' bedroom. At this point though, I didn't know what to do. I knew that I had closed that door, and there was no way it could open on its own, so I was pretty confident that somebody could be in the house. I hadn't heard anything though, so I had no idea where they were. They could have been in any room in the house by now. I decided to very quietly and slowly walk through the living room and into the kitchen, frantically swiveling my head all around, fearing that they were hiding somewhere. Upon reaching the kitchen, I grabbed one of my parents' large steak knives. Gripping the knife tightly in my right hand, I felt slightly better, but still terrified. I quickly and carefully double-checked the living room and dining room, making sure the intruder wasn't hiding anywhere, then stood at the end of the hallway. I walked down to the spare bedroom, trying to open the door quietly, but it was old and creaky. Everything seemed to be exactly how it was left, nothing moved at all. I backed out and closed the door. I saved my parents' bedroom for last, as it was the room with the open door, and I was terrified. It didn't help that this house was in the middle of a forest, knowing that no help was anywhere nearby. I stood at the doorway for another minute, only able to see half of my parents' bed, while clutching the knife and listening. It was dead silent. Fear continued to rise inside me as I called out shakily, but there was no response. I tried to sound confident, but I knew it was a thin act. I took a step inside, looking around the corner. It seemed empty, just like the other rooms, with nothing moved at all. I even crouched and looked under the bed, but no one was there. I walked to the other side of the bed, and just as I noticed a small spot of dirt on the floor, I heard a soft thud from behind me. I jumped, heart racing, and stared at the bathroom door that was shut. I could hear frantic movement in there, while also seeing a slight shadow from under the door. A few seconds passed as I stood in fear, before hearing one last thud, followed by footsteps fading away outside the house. Still in shock of what had just happened, I carefully walked over and opened the door, immediately noticing the open window. I quickly closed and locked it, then ran to my room to grab my phone. I don't know why I never called the police. I guess I was just young, and I didn't want them to come over if nobody was actually there. But upon reflection, I know I should have just left the house and called the cops to begin with. Anyway, I called my parents first, who then called the police and came home soon after. During their investigation, they found small patches of dirt from someone's shoe pretty much throughout the whole house, except for my room. They were able to tell that it was only one person. However, strangely, they didn't take anything. Not a single thing was missing from our home. This was obviously really creepy and unusual, making the motives of the intruder much more disturbing. We moved out of the house several months later, though mostly due to other problems with the house. Being in my 20s now, I still think about this encounter every once in a while. I wonder what would have happened if I wasn't wearing my headphones and heard the person enter, since I probably would have looked and seen them. It's terrifying to imagine, but I'm thankful for how everything turned out, aside from the intruder never getting caught. I'm a 24-year-old female, and I rent a very small house near my work. Nothing has ever happened to me like this before, but afterwards, I have been much more careful about who my friends are. The day started out the same as every other weekday. I went to work, came back home, made some dinner, then sat on the couch to watch a show or a movie. It was Friday, so I like to stay up a little later than usual, but sometimes my eyes wouldn't let me. I turned on a movie around 8 o'clock, and at some point I fell asleep during it. It wasn't until a sharp and sudden sound made me jump back out of sleep. It was my phone, and a sound I had never heard before. I picked it up from the coffee table and squinted my eyes at the bright screen. It was a notification for a message I received on Facebook. Opening it, it took me straight to the Facebook Messenger app, which I had never actually used before. I was confused, seeing a text from a man simply saying hello. His name looked familiar, but was definitely not one of my close friends. I clicked on his profile and saw that we had one mutual friend and that we'd been friends on Facebook for 4 months. This sparked my memory from when I accepted his invite. Honestly, I just accept anyone's invite as long as they have mutual friends with me. I don't share anything too private online, so it never really mattered to me. I went back to the Messenger app and just said hi to be polite, though also beginning to recognize how late it was and how odd it was to randomly text someone at this time. Immediately after I sent it, the three dots appeared as the person was typing, followed by a new message. Reading it, I immediately gasped and dropped my phone on the table while looking over at the window. The text read, "I love that movie too. We should watch it together." I didn't see anything outside the window though. It was completely black outside. I was shaking, knowing now that someone was definitely watching me. I felt super uncomfortable too, not knowing how long they'd been watching. Then I heard my phone beep again and light up with a new message. I was horrified and just stared at my phone on the table, unable to move and too scared to look at the message. I can't even tell you how long I was frozen there for, as everything just felt so strange, before the doorbell rang. I jumped again, now with tears in my eyes from the panicked state I was in. I grabbed my phone and dialed 911. Then tried to explain my situation as best I could while overwhelmed and crying. The operator told me they have someone on their way just 5 minutes out, then told me to lock myself in a room and wait for the help to arrive. I agreed, trying to calm myself down. Just as I was ending the call, another message came through. then another, and another, spamming my phone with that awful beep sound before I turned it on silent. I barely got myself to open them, and saw maybe 10 or 15 messages in all caps of the man demanding me to open the door. Then, the very last message simply read, "Never mind." I didn't know what that meant, but it only took a few seconds for me to find out. A soft bang came from the other side of the house. It was very muffled, as if it were far away though. I stood still, listening for a moment before another one, louder this time, echoed through the hallway by the kitchen. Able to hear the sound more clearly now, I could tell it was coming from the basement. I quickly ran to my bedroom, hearing another, much louder bang, followed by something shattering. I locked myself in the room, crying uncontrollably from the fear of the situation, as I listened to the sounds of the man making his way through the basement and up the stairs. I knew I kept the basement door locked, but I was sure the man would break through at any minute. I heard the doorknob rattling, followed by several shoves as if attempting to push through it, before three loud knocks came from the front door.
"Police, open up."
I sprinted to the front door, unlocking it and letting them in. There were two male police officers, and I think they could see the worry in my eyes. I pointed to the basement door, talking fast and telling them that he was in there, and they immediately took their guns out and rushed in. The intruder's footsteps ran down the steps as the officers opened the door and carefully followed after. They caught the man after a quick struggle. To keep this short, the man had broken in through the window well in the basement, so that's what the noise was. As for who he was, he actually was the man on Facebook. I assumed he was using a fake account or something, but no, that was actually him. He didn't give any reason for breaking in, aside from apparently just wanting to talk to me. It was very odd and creepy. I'd never had anything like that happen before, as I kinda just thought these were things that only happened in movies. Later that week, I went through my friends list and removed anyone I didn't know personally. It's sad that I have to do that, but I guess this is the world we live in now.